I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Igor Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird, was not his first fiery composition. By the time Stravinsky wrote The Firebird, he already had a piece called Fireworks under his belt. Of course, Stravinsky was hardly the only person to write fiery music. Fire, Fire is by Thomas Morley, who was one of the greatest composers of madrigals. Madrigals usually involve 4 to 6 voices, no instruments, with each person singing a different part. Around the same time Thomas Morley was writing madrigals in England, a Spanish composer named Mateo de la Flecha wrote pieces that tossed music and poetry together in such an unusual way that the pieces were known as ensaladas, Spanish for salads. This one is El Fuego, the fire. Several centuries later, another Spanish composer, Manuel de Falla, put a fire dance into a ballet about gypsies, El Amor Brujo, Love the Magician. Gypsies aren't the only ones with magical musical fire. In Richard Wagner's opera Die Walküre, The Valkyrie, Wotan, king of the Norse gods, punishes his daughter Brünnhilde for disobeying him by making her sleep on a rock on top of a mountain. To protect her, he surrounds her with a ring of magic fire. Another opera with fire music also happens to have gypsies in it. The title character in Giuseppe Verdi's Il Trovatore, Italian for The Troubadour, sings a big aria or solo called Di quella pira, in which he imagines some horrible flames. You're not supposed to shout fire in a crowded theater, but you wouldn't have any choice if a fellow audience member called across the aisle to ask you the nickname of Franz Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 59. A piece of American fire music dates to the 1930s. Back then, towns in Appalachia paid for new fire engines by holding benefit dances. Henry Cowell portrayed that in a piece called Saturday Night at the Firehouse. Not long after he became King of England, George I threw a party on the River Thames for which he had George Frederick Handel write the water music. Towards the end of his reign, King George had Handel compose music for the royal fireworks. That's all the time we have for fiery music, except for one last piece by Igor Stravinsky, the infernal dance from his ballet, The Firebird. The Infernal Dance from Igor Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis at WGUC Cincinnati. It's almost the end of October, so you know what holiday is coming up. Please join me next week for the traditional Classics for Kids Halloween show.